Okay, today is Daf Lamed Beis. Leave the Lamed Beis of the Sefer Menachos. We're on Lamed Aleph and Beis. We'll start from the fourth line from the bottom. Umr of Chelbo. Okay, Umr of Chelbo. We'll learn today's Daf for Chuz Lam or Shoshana Baski Bas Rachel Zavora. Umr of Chelbo. Hazina Leil Rav Huna. I saw Rav Huna. Dekarach Le Me'echad Klape Shema. He would roll the mezuzah from Echad to Shema. Roll it up. So he rolled it from, look at Rashi. Right? Look at Rashi. La'acha shenichtava, if he wrote it, kofla, he would roll it up, b'sad smol, b'sad yamin, from left to right. K'shehinicha b'delet, so that when he put it in the door, v'haynu me'echad klape Shema. From Echad to Shema. I have over here, it's a photocopy of the mezuzah that was written about 2 weeks ago, and it would be written from, roll it up, from Echad to Shema, from left to right. Right? Make sense? Then Rashi says, here, Sha'arosh HaShura Shema Yisrael, V'sofa HaShem Echad. Because the line goes from Shema to HaShem Echad. And everyone points out it's not true. No mezuzah today does that. It always has the next two words you have to eat on the line. And the second line starts with the word Hashem. But that's what Rashi meant. Right? Rashi said it stops with Echad. Right? So, Ba'ose parshos seha stumos. And the parshas were made stumos. Okay? It's a huge machlokus what that means. Now, pashtus like this. A psucha means, right? Psucha means that you start a new paragraph on the next line. That's what psucha means. The rest of the line is open. A little bit counterintuitive. The rest of the line is open. Psucha is open. And then you start the next paragraph on the next line. By the way, every mezuzah is written like this. They could have arranged it like what? So the visharecha is a little bit space. There's a little bit of an indent. And then v'haya. There's no indent by the Shema, if you notice. They could have gotten the bishop. They could have arranged it so this would stop at the end of the line, but it doesn't. That's called psuchos. It's a psucha. Why? Because the new paragraph starts on the next line, right? Even if there's space that you don't have to do that. I don't have to start on the next line. I could have started over here. Start on the next line. Okay. Stumos means you start at the same line. Maybe you leave a break. So you look at the Sefer Torah. We have both. Sometimes there's a break. And it picks up on the same line. Sometimes there's a break and it starts on the next line. Okay? So anyway, he says like this. I saw Rav Huna, that Rav Huna went from Shema, from Echad to Shema. That part we're not even going to discuss. Because he rolled it from the Echad to Shema. Very good. The second part is the big tumult. Ba'oseh parshos seha stumos. He made the parshios stumos. Asks Tosfos, look at Tosfos. Ktas Kasha, the little one-liner. Dinakat Lashon Rabin. It says Parshios Seha. He made the Parshios plural stumos. What does that mean? Only one Parsha. Now, of course, because that's two Parshas, Shema and Vahaya. The point is, you can only have a stuma or a psucha going from one Parsha to the next. Right? A definition, you have to go from Parsha A to Parsha B. So you can only have a psucha or a stuma, but it's going from Parsha A to Parsha B. Tosfos, only one of those in the mezuzah. Only Parsha A to Parsha B. What do you mean plural? You made all the Parshas stumos. That's what the Gemara says. What do you mean Parshas? Only one Parsha. Right? Is that what it says? So Tosfos says, Ktas Kasha, they're not got Lashon Rabim. It says plural. The Ainsham Ki and Parsha Acha. There's only one Parsha. Vishema Mishum Al Ha'aretz Shebesof Shita Afal Pish Ain Kasas Klum Acharka. Maybe it's because, says Tosfos, you want to get by that? I have the words Al Ha'aretz over here on its own line. Stop. Now, happens to be something else to write because the Mishum is finished. Right? But maybe that's, but what Tosfos means by that. It's a machlok, it's like a through machlok, it's a chrono. What do you mean by that? Right? Because yesterday we ended up saying that the Allah Eretz goes over here, not over here. Remember that? Did you just say that? The Alaris goes over here, we ended up saying, not over here. Some said it goes from Hadakasha, that should be Shemayim, the word Shemayim would be here, and the word Ha'aretz right underneath it. Shemayim Ha'aretz. We don't hold like that. We put it at the beginning of the line. So he told us a saying that when he said plural parshas, he meant it Al Ha'aretz, and whatever halachas he might have thought from it, I don't know, but the point is, that Rav Huna said, Rav Huna didn't say anything. They saw Rav Huna's mezuzah, and it was stupid. Okay? It meant what? It meant that it was not, does not look like this. Because they would continue on the same line. That's what it meant. There was no space. If there was a space, they still thought on the same line. So they saw Rav Huna's mezuzah, it looked like that. May say, wait a minute. Amar, Rav Shira ben Elazar. Rav Shira ben Elazar said, Rav Meir Hari Kosva Aha Duch Tostos. Rav Meir used to write on Duch Tostos, which is a certain kind of cloth. Kimin Daf. Like a da, but also revach lamayla v'revach lamakla, and he made a space above the cloth and a space below the cloth. Va'ose parsha teah psuchos, and he made them psuchos, not stumos. He made them psuchos. Amalo, Rebbe said, ma'atam. What's the reason? Rashi, top Rashi. Ma'atam ata osam psuchos. Why'd you make them psuchos? V'halo batora stumos aid. By the way. If you pull out a Torah and you look at Parashat Be'etchanan and Parashat Ekev, they're going to be stumos. So why are you making them psuchos? Right? Says Rashi, Osun Revach Shal Achar Bisharecha Hu Tzasim. Right? The after Bisharecha, it's Tzasim. Ba Revach Be'em Tashita. The space is in the middle of the line. That's what stuma means. How can you make them like that? How come you made a psuchos? Amali, and he told me, who's talking here? Sure, men alazar, hoel ve'ein smuchos men haTorah. Yeah, but Shman v'Hayitzar are not next to each other in the Torah. One's a parashat Vetchanon, and one's a parashat Ekev, right? V'amar v'chananel amar rav, halacha kriv shur men alazar. Halacha's like that. That what? Now you should make them psuchos. Why should you make them psuchos? Because there's no reason to make them stumos. They're not near each other in Parshas in the Torah. My love, isn't that talking about apsuchos? What do you mean Parshas of Shirman Elazar? Regarding the psuchos? It's a kasha on, who's that a kasha on? It's a kasha on Rav Huna, right? How could he make his mezuzah stuma? If Rav Paskin, and apparently Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav, if Rav Paskin, that we Paskin like Rav Shirman Elazar and Rav Meir, who made it, stuma, who made a psucha, how could Rav Huna make them stuma? Gemara says, no, not that we passed him on the psucha stuma issue. A revach, on the spacing. You have to leave a space on top and a space below. That's all he meant. Okay? The kama revach, how much is the space? Amr of Manasseh bar Yaakov, Amr of Shmuel bar Yaakov, Kimole atva de sifri. Like the clip that they use for a scroll. Well, they used to clip, they do it today also. They used to clip let's say you could use a book, whatever, they used to clip it so that it shouldn't roll up while they're writing. If it's rolled up, it's very, very, it's habitual that it rolled up. So they would open it up, they would clip it. They did it today also. They would clip it so that it shouldn't roll while they're writing. Those clips, I guess there was only one clip that they used, right? It was a certain kind of clip. The clip had a certain space. That's the space that you have to leave space for. You don't want the clip going on to the staff, right? Okay. Amalei Abayler of Yosef. Ba'alo Tisbara, the Chiyama Rav Arevach. It's for sure talking about the spacing. Why? For Rav Islay Minhaga. Rav was very into Minhagim. He was very big in Minhagim. V'idna, Noheg Alma Kistumas. Everybody holds today Kistumas. Right? Now, so therefore, when did Rav say Elach is like them? Couldn't have been on the Tsucha issue. Because today everyone's knowing to do Kistumas. So must be he was talking about the spacing. Why? Amar Rava, Amar Kahana, Amar Rav. In Yavu Eliyahu, if Eliyahu would come today, for Amar and Paskin, the Amar and Paskin, Cholten b'Mino. You should do Chalitza with a shoe. Shomen lo, we would listen to him. Why not? Ain Cholten b'Sandal. If Eliyahu and Rav would say, don't do Chalitza with a sandal, ain Shomen lo. We won't listen to him. You know why? Shekvar Nagu Am b'Sandal. Because the whole Chalitza is using a sandal. That's the minimum. Eliyahu Navi can't come and say, that's not a good minute. The whole Klal will do that. What the parameters of this story are, I don't know. Right? Everyone's doing something wrong, and the Leo comes and says, listen, that shit. Well, it's a minute. Obviously not. What the parameters are, I don't know. Rav Yosef Amar Kahana, Amar Rav, in Yavo Eliyahu, a different version, it's almost the same thing. In Yavo Eliyahu, Eliyahu would come with Yomar and say, Ein Chaltzin B'Minol, don't do Chalitza with a Minol. Shamanlo, we'll listen to him. Ein Chaltzin B'Sandol, don't use a sandal. Ein Shamanlo, we won't listen to him. Why not? Shekvarnar Gu'am B'Sandol. Everyone's doing a sandal already. V'Amrinan, Mai B'Nayu, what's the difference between these two versions? Simple. Minol L'Chachila Ika B'Nayu. Whether or not you use a Minol L'Chachila, that's the difference. The bottom line, El Shmamina, Arevach Shmamina. Obviously, what they were busy with was the Revach, was the spacing, and not the Stum of Psucha issue. Shmamina, you correct. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, Mitzvah La'asos on Stumos. It's a mitzvah to do it Stuma, via Dinu Psuchos, Shafer Dami, and if you did it Psucha, that's okay too. Umay Psuchos, the Amar of Shirvan Elazar, and what did Rav Shirvan Elazar say? What is it, right? Rav Shirvan Elazar said, Rameir Hayako, Va'ose, Osa, Va'ose Psuchos. What does it mean he made a Psuchos if it's not ideal? The Gemara says, Af Psuchos. He even made a Psuchos. Okay? Now the Gemara says, Lema Messiahle. Let's bring a Raya that what? That Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is correct. Because we have like this. Kiyotevo, a similar idea. Sefer Torah Shabbala, if the Sefer Torah got worn out, or Tfilin Shabbalu, if Tfilin got worn out, Ein Osin Mehen Mezuzah, don't make them into a mezuzah. In other words, I have a Sefer Torah, and there's so many parshios that are worn out, it's beyond repair. But you know what? The parsha of Shema, Bahayim Shema, are still good. Those are fine. I'll cut those out, and I'll stick it on my wall. I got a mezuzah. You can't do that. Same thing with Tfilin. You can't do that. Why not? L'fisha ein moridin v'kedusha chamura v'kedusha kala. Because you're going down in kedusha. Sefer Torah is the greatest. Now you're making it into a mezuzah? You can't do that. What if not for that reason? If not for that reason, ha-moridin, if we didn't have a problem of ein malin b'kod, malin b'kod is ha-moridin. If not for that problem, osin, you would do it? We're going to have other problems. What's the other problem? Amai, hacha stumos, hacha psuchos. Wait a minute. The Sefer Torah, the parshios are stuma, and in the mezuzah, they're psucha. You tell me a problem of kedusha. Forget that. Right? How are you going to do that? The mezuzah is one little piece of cloth. It's not so practical. Tosfos asks you what you're asking. Look at Tosfos. Ah, faga. No, again, but tefillah. Shel Yad, Dalin Sheetin, even though it's Tefillin Shel Yad has 7 lines, Uba Shel Rosh, Zayin Sheetin, and a Rosh has 7 lines, Ut Mezuzah, Jutze Chav Beis. U Mezuzah Chav Beis, and a Mezuzah has 22 lines, Sheetin, 22 lines, Imshin Alo Puzzle. That's not mocking. That's right, the Mezuzah here has 22 lines. Every Mezuzah has 22 lines. What if it doesn't have 22 lines? It's the center of the world. Samaki. Right? What? Right? So that's, he's telling me, well, you're going to change, you think from a Torah to a mezuzah, Tefillin to a mezuzah, the lines don't match up. That's Samaki. Okay? I don't know. You don't have a mezuzah. You don't have a mezuzah. So you take a tape of Torah and put it on your wall? You can't do that. Right? You don't have. So, Amai, Hacha Sefer Torah. The Gemara says, no. We're not. You're right. That's the problem. We're just saying Dilma Lahashlim. Maybe just Lahashlim. What does Lahashlim mean? That let's say the mezuzah is missing one line. The mezuzah is just missing one line. So why can't I cut out one line from the Sefer Torah? It's not going to be a problem of Stuma Psucha. Just one line. I got a few words I got to fill into the mezuzah. So what else? I'll cut them out of the Sefer Torah and stick it to the mezuzah. Can I do that? You can't do that. It's not a Stuma Psucha issue. I'm not taking the whole Parsha. I'm just taking a few lines. One line, two lines, whatever it is. Now the Gemara asks again, Hamoridin Osin? If you could go down on Kedusha, you could do this story? cut out from a Torah and put it to a mezuzah? Forget the Kedusha problem. V'atanya, halacha l'moshe mitzinai. The halacha is, tefillin al haklat. Tefillin has to be on klat. Mezuzah al duchsustus. Mezuzah is supposed to be on duchsustus. What's klat? Klat is b'makom basar. Klat is the lower part, next to the meat, next to the flesh. And duchsustus b'makom seir. Duchsustus is the top part, next to the hair. Right? So the Gemara answers, no, that's just l'mitzvah. That's just l'chachila. Look at Rashi, l'mitzvah. Mitzvah is tefillin al haklat. U'mezuzah al duchsustus. Avalim shina ein b'kach klum. Right? Hilkach im a reason osin. If not for that reason, you could do it. The Gemara says, Batanya shina pasul. If you change it, it's pasul. You're telling me now it's okay, it's not a big deal, it's only bilach achila. But if you change it, it's pasul. So the Gemara says, I'm not talking about tefillin. It's tefillin. But Batanya shina bein bezeh pasul. The Gemara says, no, idea tefillin. That's both talking about tefillin. V'had dekaspinu aklaf, makom seir. V'had dekaspinu aduchtusus, makom basar. Right? You wrote them in both places. Right? Ha, one case is dechasvinu aklaf, makom seir. You wrote klaf in a makom seir. V'ha, another case where it's possible is dechasvinu aduchtusus, makom seir. You wrote duchtusus, makom seir. Those two things are possible, and we're all talking about mezuzah. But Eirach and Ami, if not for the Kedusha problem, you could take from tefillin, from Torah to mezuzah. Vivayseima, I'll give you another answer. Shina bezeh ubezeh tanoihi. It's a machlokes tanoim. The Tanya. Shina bezeh ubezeh pasul. It's pasul. Racha bachir machir. Racha says fine. Why? Mishum. Rabbi Acha b'reid of Chanina. Rabbi Levi shreid of Kiva. Rabbi Chanina. It's a machlokes tanoim. And the Gemara asks again. Hamoridin osin. If you go down a notch, it's good. But boy, sirtut, which you require sirtut. And mezuzahs don't have sirtut. Why not? Because nobody sees mezuzahs. Am I correct about that? No, just the opposite. Tefillin don't need sirtut. Right? Right. Amar v'muni bar chilki, amar rav chama bar guri, amar rav, kol mezuzah she'en mitartetes tula. Any mezuzah that doesn't have tzirtut is potzel. Yeah, but you go from tefillin to mezuzah. And tefillin don't have tzirtut. You know what tzirtut is, David? Tzirtut of a line, right? So tefillin don't need that, and mezuzahs do. So how could you take from tefillin to a mezuzah? But my tefillin got worn out. But I could take the shema of Ahayat Shah, it's not worn. That part's not worn out. I'll take that, I'll make it into a mezuzah. It needs a sirtut. Rav Binyamin bar Chilki de'amar sirtut shal mezuzah halacha l'moshe mitzinai. And by the way, it's halacha l'moshe mitzinai. Today, all tefillin are sirtut also. Everything is sirtut today. Anyway, tanoihi, it's a machlokas tanoim. D'tanya, Rav Yirmiya Omer, Misham Rabbeinu, tefillin u'mezuzos, nechtavos shalol menaktav. Tefillin and mezuzos don't need to be written from another text. The ain't shrikin sirtut. And they also don't require tzirtut. But the halacha is tefillin lo boi tzirtut. The halacha is tefillin do not need tzirtut. U'mezuzah boi tzirtut. Mezuzah does need tzirtut. And the idea nechtavos shlom and aksav. They can both be written not maksav. My time of why? Migras garson. Everybody knows parsha shma. Everybody knows that. That's fluid in everybody. Every vav is fluid. You know, they were different in those days. Everybody knew every vav, every yud, everything. Totafot. How do you spell that word? Nobody knows. They knew. Right? Absolutely preferable. Right. Okay, we're going to actually finish early. We're almost finished. Amar Rav Chelbo, Ana Chazite, L'Rav Kuna. I saw Rav Huna, to have a Yosef Apuria, the Sefer Torah Oleha. He was sitting on a bed that a Sefer Torah was on. The Kaf Lakada A'ara, and he took a jug and put it upside down. The Anach Allah Sefer Torah, and he put the Sefer Torah on it. The Hadar Yosef B'mita. And then he sat back on the bed. Why? Obvious. Kasavar, because he held. Asur Leshev Agabimita, she Sefer Torah Munach Oleha. It's Asur to go on a bed that has the Sefer Torah on it. Right? Most of this doesn't come up for most people because they don't have Sefer Torah in their home. But if you have a Sefer Torah on the couch, you shouldn't sit on that couch. He put it on a different thing, on a different piece of furniture. Right. Upli gidrav rabbachana. Dar rabbachana amr b'yochan. Mutal ishiv agabe mita. Shetev Torah munach oleha. You're allowed to. V'yim lachshesh adam lomar. And if you want to whisper and tell me, wait a minute. Maisa b'Rabbi Elazar. The story with Rabbi Elazar. Shayu yoshev al amita. He was sitting on a bed. V'nizkar shetev Torah munach oleha. And he remembered that the Sefer Torah was there. V'nishmat b'yoshav agabe karka. And he went and sat on the floor. V'domeh. Kmi shehisho nachash, and he was sitting there crying as if a snake bit him. So what do you mean he held his mutter? Look how he reacted when he did it. The Gemara says, no, you have the story wrong. Hussam over there, Sefer Torah davi karkahava. The Sefer Torah was on the floor. And when he saw that the Sefer Torah was on the floor, he started to cry. Look at this, don't put the Torah on the floor. Okay? We're back to mezuzah. I think we're going to go a little ahead because tomorrow going to spend a lot of time on one issue. Tomorrow's the Gemara about how a mezuzah should be positioned on your doorpost. One of the key tosfos. Maybe we'll spend. Okay. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Kasva igeres sula. If you write a mezuzah like an igeres, meaning without sirtut, it's possible, and you're not careful with the layers, it's possible. My taima, it's the ksiva mi sefer. We learn ksiva from a sefer Torah. Okay? Or from a get. If you take a mezuzah and stick it out from the top of the doorpost, like a stick, sticking out from the top of the doorpost, hanging down from the top of the doorpost, okay, that's the case. You put it on the doorpost. Instead of putting it on the doorpost, you put it on the top, so that when you walk by, you're going to bump into it. Your head's going to bump into it, because it's hanging down too low, okay? Puzzle, psula is puzzle. My time of why? Bishorecha ba'inon. We need bishorecha. Rambam says the reason why it's puzzle is not kavua. Tanyan amihachi, tala b'makal. If you hang it like a stick, or shehinicha akar hadeles, or you put it behind the door, that's what that means exactly. Sakana. It's a sakana, the ain ba mitzvah. You don't get the mitzvah. What does sakana mean? Look at Rashi. Classic Rashi. Sakana. Sakana mina mazikin. The sakana from mazikin. Why? She'ein abayis mishtamerba. Because the house is not guarded. Adjik be'ena b'tzuras ha'pesach kiel chasa. Until you do it right. Your home is open to mazikin. Whatever that means. Your home is open to mazikin. Why? Because you don't have any real mezuzah. That's not a mezuzah. You hang it down from the top of the doorpost? That's nothing. Look at the bottom Tosfos, Sakana. Perish Bekutris, Kivan Sha'os Da'asa Shlo Kehilchasa. Since you did it not right, Ain Habayit Mishtamer B'nei Mazikin. Your houses are protected from the Mazikin. Bekashal Avin Atam, Zin Kain, Havale L'Neymar, Fachi. It should have said, Aval Hasuya Shlo Kehilchasa. You didn't do it right. Right? You didn't do it right. Well, his point was, why are you writing sakana only in this case? Any time the mezuzah's puzzle, it should have said, sakana, you don't have a mezuzah. You don't have a shmirah. Only by this one he picked puzzle, it's a sakana. So he's asking, if Rashi's talking about mazikin, then hold that here, puzzle mezuzah. The Gemara never said the word sakana. What did the Gemara say? Puzzle. All of a sudden, the Gemara uses the word sakana, and what does Rashi say? We are mazikin. Every time Rashi should have said that. You write it like an igeres, sakana, the mazikin are going to come. Why? You don't have a good mezuzah. You write it backwards, you write it puzzle, you write it two columns. We had so many cases of puzzle mezuzahs. And Rashi, and the Gemara never said the word sakana, and Rashi never said you have mazikin problems. What? No, but it's not on your doorpost. I have a good mezuzah in my office, in my desk at work. And my house doesn't have a mezuzah on the door. I have no mitzvah. No mitzvah to write a mezuzah. So it doesn't have it on your doorpost. So what if you put it as hanging down from the top of the ceiling? That's not a mezuzah. I'll make it like an ornament when I walk in. Like a jingle. Not a mezuzah. They were in the doorpost. What does the Gemara say? Sakana. What does Rashi say? Oh, there's a matzikin problem over here. So every possible mezuzah is a matzikin problem. Right? Rashi never said boo. Says Tosfos. It's a sakana because you're going to bump into it. You're going to hurt yourself. Like, right, exactly. So Rashi says, unbelievable. Rashi's so difficult. Rashi's so difficult. Right, so Tosfos says, it's a sakana. You're going to bump into it. Right? That's what it says. The Tal of Abakal, Noka Farosho, Alavadite. You're going to bump into it because you're not thinking about it. The Chain Achori Hadelis, Ragila Lahaya Boletas, it stuck out. Umaka Barosho, you're going to bang your head. That's the Sakana. You're going to bang your head. Mazikin, we had a whole talk about Pasul and Mezuzahs. No one said a word about Sakana. Very difficult Rashi. Very difficult Rashi. What do you mean? What do you mean? Your wife went to the store and she bought this beautiful mahogany mezuzah case. She got the guy to bolt it into the ceiling. And you walk by and you bang into that. That's going to hurt. It's going to hurt, right? Exactly. You're going to bump into it. You're going to bump into it. I want to tell you something. We used to have sticking out of that shell, they made hooks. They made hooks. So you could put, your hat, or maybe whatever, whatever hook, they may put hooks up there. And we used to bump into it. They're killed. We took them off. There's no hooks there now. We took them off. Why? Because they're head level. You bump into it, they're killed. It's a little piece of metal. You know what? Go bump into one of those things. It really hurts. What? The point is, that makes perfect sense. Rashi is very difficult. The reason why Rashi is so difficult is because if Rashi is talking about if you have a pasul mezuzah, it's sakana in the spiritual way. Because you're not, there's a whole daf about that. No one said a word. All of a sudden, in the one case, it was an actual physical sakana. The Gemara says it. Right. Okay. In a kanami. Shabbes munbaz hamelach ha'yotin fufug. He used to do this. Munbaz's house, when they went to an inn, they would have some kind of mezuzah. Chain zechel mezuzah. They should always have a mezuzah with them. Right? My father told me he had a friend, a teacher that he knew, that was a black lady, and she kept the mezuzah in her purse. She wasn't Jewish. My father said, Why do you do that? She said, I'm just hedging my bets. Just hedging my bets. You never know. Keep a mezuzah. You never know. It's a mitzvah to keep it in the chalal, in the space, in the doorpost. So pshita, is that obvious? Bisharecha, Amar Rahmana, the Torah says bisharecha. So I would have thought, hold on, Rava, mitzvah anicha b'tefach, hasamach l'rishos harabim. It's a mitzvah to keep it in the tefach closest to the rishos harabim. Why is it a mitzvah to keep it in the tefach closest to the rishos harabim? So the Gemara is going to say tomorrow, because that way, the further away you have it in the doorpost, the more of the doorpost has a shmira. If you have a very long door, fat doorpost, put it at the end of the doorpost, the whole first front of the doorpost is exposed to the shmira. Put the mezuzah there, the whole thing has a shmira. Right, exactly. Exactly. So the farther you put it away from the doorpost, there's no shmira. The closer you put it, the further at the end of it you put it, the more of a shmira you get. You put it all the way back, that area has no shmira. So, yeah, closer to the street. So the further away it is, the more shmira you have. So therefore, kama demarchi malei. What? Maybe you do, I don't know. That's already a detail. But kama demarchi mali, the further away it is, the better. Right? Kamash balan. I'm not sure what the case of this is. Kamash balan, therefore, no. You still have to put it in your property. I would say, put it down the block in the chutzner's courtyard. No. It's supposed to be in your property. So I think that's what the Gemara is saying. Because maybe they had a courtyard door which opened up to a courtyard. In that courtyard were a lot of different houses. Yeah. I don't know. There's already details of halacha l'maaseh. I don't know. We'll do three more lines and then we'll stop. Vamar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Kosval Shnei Dapin Psula. If you wrote it on two Dapin, two columns, it's Pasul. Mezvei, wait a minute. Kosval Shnei Dapin, put on two columns, Binicha B'Shnei Tzipin, and you put it on two opposite sides of the doorpost. Half the mezuzah on one side, half the mezuzah on the other side. Psula, that's Pasul. Habasaf Echad, Shera, that's Mashma. And if you write it on two columns, but you put it on one side, it's kosher. And one mezuzah, that's kosher. So what do you see? You can write it on two dots. So the Gemara says, no. Re'uyah l'shnei tzifin kamar. Has to be roi for shnei tzifin. Okay, we're going to stop here because now from here the Gemara we have to stop here. We'll stop here. We'll stop here. We'll pick up here tomorrow. Hopefully we'll finish the dot tomorrow. I'm hoping to finish. It's a lot to talk about tomorrow. Really, it's an unbelievable daf tomorrow. This is a daf that applies every single day of your life. I was saying yesterday to somebody, there are very few mitzvot, very few, maybe five, that you do every single day of your life. Mitzvot atzei that you do every single day of your life. Tefillin is not on the list. Keep it of aim is not on the list. Even Talmud Torah might not be on the list because you don't learn Tisha B'Av. And any learning you do, you get a mitzvah Talmud Torah if you're learning Eich all day. I mean, you probably do. Very few mitzvot. I can think of tzitzis, shema, mitzvah, maybe davening. Bench every day. Most people don't bench every day. Very, very, very few mitzvot you can do every day. One of them is tefillin. One of them is mezuzah. One of them is tzitzis. We're going to spend a lot of time on tzitzis starting next week. So, very great stuff. Relevant halachah to every single person. And that's tomorrow. Starting tomorrow. Be here. Have a great day.